If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is I Want You to Destroy My Cunt. Before I begin, a brief introduction. For a very long time, I've had the phrase destroy my cunt sitting in my ideas bank. It's a phrase I used to utterly hate, but which I've softened on a bit in recent years, because I'm an eager pervert who will usually fetishise almost every phrase eventually, like monster cock, which if you search my blog, you'll find another post on that's kind of similar. I know that for many people, this phrase destroy my cunt is quite an aggressive sounding turn off. So if you're one of them, you probably won't enjoy this piece. If you're like me though, then you've either enjoyed saying, please destroy my cunt, or I'm going to destroy your cunt, then you might like this random stream of consciousness porn. I want you to destroy my cunt. It sounds harsh, doesn't it? Like the very act of fucking will ruin me forever. It won't, but let's pretend. I want you to destroy my cunt. I want you to plunge your cock inside and fuck me good and hard, so the next day I feel bruised and broken. Grab me with eager hands and dig your fucking fingers into my flesh, leaving dark red marks where you claimed my skin. Do the same with your cock in my cunt. Hurt me. I want you to stretch me out till the ache of being filled by you, hands, fingers, dick, dildos, whatever comes easily to hand, hurts so powerfully that it will last me through at least the next two nights. So when I'm lying in bed alone, remembering how hard you screwed me, I cannot replicate the stretch and ache with dildos and fingers of my own. Destroy my cunt. Destroy me. While you torture me with all the good, bad stuff that you can think of, whisper promises in my ear that the next time you won't go so easy. Hurt me, and while I'm hurting, promise further pain if I promise to be good, and harder fucking if you see that I've been bad. Destroy my cunt with your rock solid dick, and when I worry that I cannot take it harder, take it away. Kneel over me and grip yourself tightly so I can almost feel how much it hurts for you to squeeze it so fucking hard. Trail the tip of it over my mouth and face to smear me with whatever. Paint me with quim and pre-cum and spit until the wetness of it makes the skin on my face feel tight and messy, until I'm itching to reach up and wipe it off. Order me not to. Let me writhe and squirm for a little while, hungry for cock, while you play with my body like it's yours to consume and enjoy. Pinching nipples, slapping flesh, yanking hair to get my face in just the right position. Using your hands to finger me roughly the way you like it before wiping them dismissively on my tits. Destroy my cunt with your fingers. Grunt while you do it. Tell me that's it, and good girl, as you curl your fingers and slam them in and out of me. Not to make me come, but to get your dick even harder. Let me drip wetness all over your hands and beg you more and yes, until my eyes roll back in my head and I am practically screaming at you to get your dick back inside me and fuck me all over again. Destroy my cunt by refusing me what I want. Put your hands around my throat and tell me to hold still for you while you nudge the wet head of your prick at the entrance to my aching cunt and make me mule and keen and beg for it. Hold it there, solidly, while I squirm. The head just touching at the entrance but never nudging beyond that aching, needy, throbbing point of no return. When I get eager enough to start getting angry, to whisper, please, please, please fuck me, come on, come on, get it in me, please fuck me. Then flip me over and smother me with your body, nudging your dick at the entrance to my ass instead so I howl in frustration. laugh in my ear, bite the back of my neck, and warn me that if I beg you too hard, you'll know even better how to break me the next time. Break me. That's why the phrase has become so powerful. I don't want to be satisfied or delighted, have the kind of fuck which we smile happily about over coffee and croissants afterwards. I want to get broken, fucked up. Sex which can only be followed by crushingly tight hugs and sobs of wild relief and panting and mess and utter, complete exhaustion. Get me hot like I would crawl over broken glass to have that fucking dick inside me, and when I'm right on the edge of starting to scream at you for it, plunge it in again. Hard. Vicious. Each stroke a brutal punishment of its own. Slamming deep inside me till you bruise me and make me cry out, stretching me so I feel like I cannot take it, pinning me down so I have something hard to struggle against. Telling me off in single words, each one punctuated by a fuck stroke. Take it, you fucking bitch. Then when you're close to coming, and I'm on the edge too, put your hand over my mouth and order shh, before letting loose with the kind of grunt you usually only utter when you're beating one out good and hard on your own. Make noises that tell me how much you enjoy using me in the manner of someone who doesn't see me as a person. When you finally feel those first tingles gathering ready for you to let loose, add that final 1% of speed and depth and power that you didn't realize you were saving for just this moment, and pump hot loads of your spunk deep and hard inside me. Step into my bedroom, pin me down, hurt me as much as you need to keep your dick nice and hard. Call me a slut, make me beg for it, ruin my whole fucking life. Destroy my cunt. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, where you get early access to new stuff, you get the chance to suggest new ideas, you get a whole bunch of other extras, and I'm also always really grateful for your support. So that's patreon.com/girlonthenet.